All right, and this is our third edition of the Pitching Circle on D1Softball.com. I'm so excited today to be joined by another pair of arms, incredible pitchers that we've been able to not only see in the regular season, in the postseason, just got out of the Knoxville Regional, in Odyssey Alexander and Alyssa Humphrey from JMU. Welcome, Alyssa. Welcome, Odyssey. How are you guys doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm doing good.
Good. So, Odyssey, we'll start with you. I want to talk a little bit about how you actually got into pitching. When was the first time you picked up a ball or, you know, threw your first pitch? When was that? And can you tell us that story?
I probably started pitching around 10. And I was always that player who always wanted the ball in their hand, whether that was behind the plate, hitting or whatever, but I always wanted the ball like in my hand. I wanted control of the game. But I started around 10. I never really started with the whole arm circle. I kind of started like tossing it. And I live with my grandparents, so they had this old well, which is like where we get our water from. And I would just spray paint like spots on the well and like just throw to it and it'll bounce back to me. So that's pretty much how it started for me. Rec ball. Pretty much it.
So, and what was the first pitch besides your fastball that you learned? So after your fastball you were throwing, what is the first pitch that you learned after that?
A changeup. Changeup was next.
And who taught
all different?
Yeah, who taught you that?
I kind of watched YouTube videos on like different grips and stuff, but yeah, I started with YouTube and watching, you know, different pitchers pitch from different colleges and stuff.
Very cool. And Alyssa, how about you? When did you start pitching? When was that? How old were you? And what made you excited and wanted the ball in the circle?
Well, I kind of started playing softball kind of late. I was like 9 or 10, but I started as a catcher because like Odyssey, I really just wanted the ball in my hand at all times. And then I realized that catching wasn't really for me, so I thought I'd try pitching. So I got into pitching when I was like 10, turning 11, and I mean, I just loved it from the beginning, so.
And how about you? What was the pitch that you learned after your fastball?
I learned a flip change.
A flip change.
Right, and just like Odyssey, my dad was like super passionate about softball, so we watched a lot of YouTube videos on like grips and how to throw it, so. And flip change just worked for me.
And who on YouTube, like what pitchers or which coaches did you watch on YouTube to learn your flip change? Do you remember back then? Like who did you look up to when you were young?
I honestly don't remember exactly who, but like I do remember watching a lot of Jenny Finch videos because when I first got into softball, Jenny Finch was like the head of softball. So
very cool. Shout out to Jenny. I love that you watched Jenny. Odyssey, how about you? Do you remember which YouTube videos that you were watching?
I was a fan of Amanda. Don't really know how to say her last name, but Amanda. I know, you know. Yes.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. So you watch Amanda's videos.
I still kind of watch her videos, but yes.
Me too.
I love it. So you get into pitching. So in terms of your softball career, who do you think, and if you can think back, Odyssey, if you can think back of who inspired you or maybe, you know, sometimes when you're playing softball and you hit kind of a part in your career where you're thinking, oh man, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. Like I'm burnt out or something, maybe you have an injury or a setback. Can you think back into a person that you look up to or that was like, you know what, Odyssey, keep going. Like, you know, this is your deal. Like, can you think about somebody that you looked up to back then or even now?
For sure, my grandpa. I still look up to him. And I couldn't thank him enough. He took me to all my travel games, you know, all my little rec league games. He even caught me sometimes. But, you know, he always told me, like, never give up. He'll still say that to this day. And it has been times when, you know, I feel like every athlete has felt that way. Like, you know, they want to just, you know, stop. And he would always tell me to keep going. You're a heck of an athlete. And I couldn't be more proud of you. So he's definitely an inspiration to me.
Oh, that's amazing. What's your grandpa's name?
Washington.
Washington. Oh, man. Well, thank you, Washington. Yeah. Bringing us Odyssey. I mean, you're just a pleasure to watch. It's amazing.
Thank you.
And then, Alyssa, how about you? Who did you look up to when you were younger? Is there anyone that you can think back, whether it was a coach, a friend, or anybody, a mentor or a relative who kind of inspired you to play softball?
Definitely my dad. He's always been super passionate about softball. He's the one who got me into it originally, actually, like with my rec league. And then he coached me until I was probably about 15 or 16. And there were times where it was hard and I just wanted to give up, but he never let me. He always kept pushing me. And at the time, I mean, when I was younger, he pushed me really hard. And looking back, I'm really thankful for it. I mean, at the time, running like 10 poles of practice wasn't ideal, but I'm thankful for it now.
10 poles, oh my goodness. So back and forth, like foul line to foul line?
Oh, yeah.
And you're from Florida, is that correct? You're a Florida native?
Yes, ma'am.
So you had you played rec ball in Florida, and then what was your process like? So in terms of your recruiting process, because I know there's a lot of young players out there that have gone through softball, and some are going through their recruiting process right now. What was that like for you, and how did you decide on JMU?
Well, my process was definitely different than a lot of others, because whenever I was going through my recruiting process, like middle schoolers were still allowed to commit to schools, and whenever I was in eighth grade, I was like 5'3", pushing 130 pounds maybe, so I wasn't like the ideal, like I didn't pass the pitcher eye test. So it was, I mean, I played all the big tournaments. I definitely think getting exposed is super important, but I committed in 10th grade to a smaller D1 in Florida, and then I, after one semester, I decided to enter the portal, and then I ended up picking JMU. But I think the biggest thing is just finding what fits you. Like, don't get caught up in all the media and I have to go to the biggest school and I like that. I just think that finding your fit is really like the most important thing.
Right, thank you for that, Alyssa. I think that's important for kids to hear, because everybody is very fixed on the Power Five schools, and they got to go here, they go here. Even D1, you know, there's amazing D1, D2, D3 schools, JUCO schools. So thank you for that. Odyssey, how about you? What was your recruiting process like for you? I know you're a super senior now, so that was a couple years back, but what was that like for you?
I mean, starting off, I really had no idea I was going to college to play softball, but I think I had a former player who played on JMU, and she was from my town, and I guess she gave my name to the head coach, and we just went from there. I came to a couple of camps, and, you know, I just loved JMU ever since. It wasn't too far from home. It wasn't too close to home. It was, you know, just right for me. They were very competitive. I like that, as you can see, very competitive person. And, I mean, it was just the right thing for me to do at that time. I mean.
Great. Thank you, Odyssey. In terms of, so now you guys are a staff. You've got Odyssey and Alyssa. You guys are on the staff together. Talk to me a little bit how you prepare in terms of your scouting reports, in terms of the pitching staff together. Odyssey, I'll let you take this one first. What is it like when you're preparing for, let's say, you know, we've got Mizzou coming up. Like, what would you say you sit down when you're with your staff? How do you guys go about that? And do you work together? Is it, you know, do you separate video? Do you guys compare notes? How does that work?
Me personally, I like to play it as smart. We have played Mizzou before. So just, it's all depending on who we are going up against. So like Mizzou, where we've kind of know their players and stuff like that. I mean, I kind of just look back at what they did off of me and what we did off of them to reflect on that. I mean, I watch a lot of film. I'm a film person. I like to actually see. I don't really like to read. I don't really like to read stats, because at the end of the day, that really doesn't matter to me. It's what they do on the field. So, I mean, yeah, it does matter, you know, 17 home runs, you know, kind of pitching to that. That is a big deal. That's tough, but not really looking at their numbers, just looking at what they do off of me. So that's how I watch film. I don't know about Alyssa, you know, pitchers are different.
Alyssa, how about you?
Well, unlike Odyssey, I haven't played Mizzou yet, so I can't watch film with me pitching against them. But I do like to watch film. I'm a big film watcher. I mean, I love watching softball, so
right.
I'm constantly watching softball, so why not watch the team we're going to play? I tend to watch teams that have pitchers that pitch similarly to me, and see how their team reacts to them and how they adjust to them throughout the game. And then I also just talk a lot to like past coaches or even like I know a lot of people like through softball. Like I even played with Jenna Laird, starting shortstop for Mizzou. So like word gets around. Like just talking, watching film, and yeah.
So you guys watch film on, that's how you do it in terms of pitching stuff. And you had an electric super regionals and you're heading into supers and you started a little bit late compared to the rest of the country. And I know at some point there was like, hey, look at us. We don't have any losses. Like we're undefeated. And it was tough because the rest of the country had started going and we're dealing with COVID and all that. What does it mean to you as a part of James Madison to not only get through that regional and get to a super, another super. What does that mean to you right now in terms of where the team started and now where you all are? Odyssey, I'll let you take that.
I mean, it's huge. I mean, we're always looked at as that underdog because we are a mid-major school. But honestly, I felt like we've all brought, what Power Five schools can bring. And I mean, it's just a good opportunity just to be here. We embrace the grind. We embrace, these moments. These are the moments that, especially me as a super senior, like these are the moments I live for. This is what I want. And I'm pretty sure, like, the youngers could also say that.
Great, thank you. And Alyssa, so she just said, Odyssey said she's a super senior. What have you learned from being in the bullpen or being, the rookie coming in on the staff? What have you learned from her? Because she's been there a while. She's had a few years under her belt. What have you learned from her? What have you noticed in terms of her preparation and how she plays the game?
Well, we pitch differently. We have different styles, as many pitchers do, but Odyssey loves to compete. I mean, she just wants to win, and I think that's one of the biggest things that makes her successful. And honestly, like, it's kind of inspiring how competitive Odyssey is. And I think that has made me become a better pitcher, and I aspire to be just as competitive as she is.
I mean, I think Odyssey inspires anybody watching the game. I'm like, I'm ready to go. I'm sitting on my couch and I'm ready to go. Odyssey, I know Alyssa is a little bit younger. She's a rookie. What do you see in her? What do you see in her future at James Madison? And I know you work together and you've spent this year together and it's been different because of COVID. And you guys probably haven't been able to do a lot of team bonding stuff, but what do you see out of Alyssa and her future at JMU?
I mean, like you said, she's talk about my competitive. She's competitive. I mean, I like having bullpens with her myself because whether she knows it or not, she teaches me some things. I mean, I learn from her even though she's younger, but I mean, just keep that confidence. You inspire your teammates as well. You inspire your freshman class. I know they look up to you. I mean, you're a leader. You're going to be a leader. You have the ball in your hand. You take control of the game. And honestly, I'm just proud of you.
Oh, I love that. I'm getting all teary-eyed. Oh man. So, all right. Well, heading in, we'll do something fun. Heading into the Super Regionals, you guys are, it's a lot, and there's a lot of pressure on there. What do you do? Like, is there anything you do to kind of calm yourself down? Whether it do you have a superstition, like do you put your socks on a certain way? Do you not step on the lines? Do you have like a certain ball or like a certain, way you walk around the mound or whatever that is? Do you have any of those things that you do just to stay on track? Because it can get crazy, it can get busy as you get in these high pressure moments. Do you guys have any of those superstitions in terms of before games?
That is so funny because I don't consider myself superstitious, but I do weird things that I have to do every game day, but I think I'm superstitious. Like I have to wear two pairs of socks. I don't know why. I have to put on a pair of ankle socks and then my game socks, and I have to put the left one on first. I don't know why. But I don't consider myself like superstitious. It's kind of weird. But I mean, honestly, just turning the swag on. That's all I think about. That's all for me.
I love it. Alyssa, how about you?
Like kind of superstitious. I mean,
Kind
if you watch me pitch, I do the same thing every single pitch.
of.
pitch the ball, catch the ball, back of the circle, rosin,
touch the visor,
touch the visor, spin the ball, get on the mound, do it all over again. So I'm pretty superstitious. I mean, I eat two bowls of cereal before each game, no matter what time the game's at. It could be a night game, it could be a middle of the day game. I'm gonna have two bowls of Frosted Flakes with 2% milk.
Amazing. Frosted Flakes?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. So you're killing me.
I'm trying to think. I think that's all that I do I know of. I mean,
it's a lot.
Amazing. Well, I know you guys have so much to do this week. Thank you so much for your time. It's been super fun. Good luck. And hopefully we can have you back on. I mean, Odyssey and Alyssa, you guys are both so amazing to watch. And thank you for giving it your all and showing young players out there how to be strong, confident women in the circle. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go Dukes.